Blog Talk Radio.
Pushing on the long run. It'll always be me who will come back and apologize and say, baby, I'm sorry. It's all my fault. So all I have to say about that is,
good evening. This is Ty Jones hosting live this evening in Atlanta, Georgia. The voice of the people. I am your host, Ty Jones, along with our producer, Dean Geronimo, is in the building. Dean, are you with us tonight? I want to hear from you. Along with Mark Lee, who should be in the building as well. Mark Lee will be joining us as well. Do I have you guys in the studio?
We're here.
I'm here.
You can hear
We're here. Yay, I can
Everybody's
hear you.
Everybody's here. The gang is all here. How about that?
The gang is here. Great.
Yes,
okay,
yes,
guys.
Yes.
This is, you know what? Welcome, because I've been out of commission for a second, so I do apologize. But I'm here tonight, and we are broadcasting. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia tonight. And broadcasting from Mardi Gras, which is Dean Geronimo's, one of his frat brothers. Big up to Harry Manning. Harry's got a restaurant in Atlanta, Georgia. It's called Mardi Gras. They're doing an open mic tonight, so I'm hanging out. I might listen to some of the open mic sessions. T. Ray is a violinist. He's somewhere in the building here at Mardi Gras. So Ty Jones is broadcasting live from Atlanta, Georgia tonight. How's everybody doing tonight?
Doing quite well. Sitting over here at Hayti, just chilling out.
That's what's up. So Mark Lee is going to be one of our newest co-hosts, but not new to Blog Talk Radio nor radio, and he's going to join us. Dean, what do you think about that?
Hey, we can always get more good people on the bus, so you know what? Welcome aboard,
what's
my
up?
Brother.
Glad to be aboard.
That's what's up. So Mark, we were having a discussion a few days ago, and you said that you spoke with Ninth Wonder in regards to something with the Smithsonian, something to do with hip-hop. Why don't you share that with some of our listeners tonight? What's going on with that?
Yeah, I was catching up with Ninth doing the Art of Cool Jazz Festival, which was a resounding success once again here in Durham. And he was telling me that he, along with some other major hip-hop artists, you know, there's this whole new part of the Smithsonian that's going to be honoring the African-American community. And as part of that, they're going to be putting in some of the top hip-hop artists. As a matter of fact, they're hoping to bring them over there and actually have them personally put their record into the Smithsonian collection. But it's a group of some of the top artists in the hip-hop world, in addition to Ninth Wonder and Mark Anthony Neal, who's a professor over at Duke. They've also got Chuck D, and I believe MC Light is part of this group of people that is putting together what they're considering the ultimate in hip-hop musicians throughout history. So I'm sure that they're going to definitely have some of Public Enemy stuff in there, since they definitely had some of the top ones throughout the history. And, of course, African Bambaataa and some of the others will be definitely in that list. So you'll go to the Smithsonian and you'll be able to get a whole history of music in general and hip-hop in particular.
This is so monumental. I'm actually on the hip-hop on SmithsonianChannel.com, and it says hip-hop, the furious force of rhyme. Hip-hop has evolved from a musical genre into one of the most influential movements of the 21st century. This is what's going on right now on their website. So they go on to say that affecting the way people dress, speak, and even think, and they want them, which is the people that come to the Smithsonian, to follow the journey from its birth into the Bronx. Big up Bronx, because I am from the Bronx, the boogie down. From the Bronx in the 70s to the time when rap, DJing, break dancing, and graffiti took over New York City and defined a generation. So see how the music and its message expanded to the inner cities all over the world, including Paris, Berlin, Dakar, the Palestine territories, and how it became the universal language for people who didn't even have a voice. So for the voice of the people, we want to say big up Smithsonian for finally recognizing that hip-hop has definitely evolved. So what do you guys have to say about this?
Like I said earlier, I think it's going to be definitely a something that should have been done years ago, but I'm glad that this Smithsonian has got with the program and will recognize this art form. You know, too often it's 60, 70, even 100 years later before the art forms are recognized. I think about what happened with some of the jazz and blues artists that have been recognized many years after they have gone and passed. So it's good to see some folks that are being honored, if not in their heyday, at least while they're still around and able to enjoy the fact that folks are recognizing them. Of course, they'll also be recognizing some legends that have passed on, but just the fact that they're doing it in the fairly early stages in terms of the music lineage of hip-hop is a great move by the Smithsonian. So definitely proud of them that they're able to do that at this time.
So, Dean, what are your take on this?
I mean, they said that hip-hop was a fad. They said it was a phase. 42 years later, it's still here. You know, like Mark said, they finally recognize it, and I guess it's better late than never. You know, we get to see it in our lifetime for those of us who have grown up with hip-hop. I'm older than hip-hop by 11 days. So, you know, to grow up with hip-hop, you know what I mean? And now
wait a minute, I gotta ask you, what do you mean you older than hip-hop in 11 days? Explain that. What you talking about?
All I'm going to say is August 11th, 1973, hip-hop was born.
Oh, wow.
So,
I didn't know that.
You know, yeah, so I got it by 11 days. We grew up, we've grown up together. So, you know, to see it happen now and not when I'm 62 or 72, you know, and to have some of the people who are most influential in making it what it is, what it was, what it is, and what it's soon to be, you know, that's a great thing. You know, people hold that in, you know, you said something at the Smithsonian, it's actually big. So now our story, the story of hip hop and music, our generation's contribution to music is now being accepted and soon to be appreciated. And I'll say it like that. You know.
Yep, I can definitely relate with you, Dean, and I can even get you a little bit beat on that, Dean, because when hip hop was out there, I was 11 years old.
Wow, so you guys know I'm a baby to this because I was born August 26, 1973, from the Bronx, where hip-hop originated. Big up DJ Scott LaRock, big up KRS-One, big up, you know, to, you know, Dean Knight, you know. These are people that, in my mind, they resonate deep within me, and I have to say, being a New Yorker and being a baby of hip-hop, I've met, and I thank God I've come across paths with Guru, Gangstar, you know, God bless him. You know, Jam Master Jay, another lost soldier, God bless Jay. I've personally met Jay. Diggable Planets, Nice and Smooth, Chuck D. I mean, these are brothers and sisters. Sweet Tea, you know, there's people from up north that I've actually had the presence and the pleasure of meeting, and thanking God that I am I'm going to always be a lover of hip-hop, and I thank God that I have been able to be alive this day and witness this monumental event. So with that said, they have a video. Let me see if it'll play for us, guys. I'm on the Smithsonian's website. They have a video with the director, a Q&A for women in hip-hop. Let's see. It's about a minute, 37 seconds. Let's see if it'll play for us.
All right.
So I'm going to the site. Hip-hop, the furious force of rhyme. Let's see if it will play for us. So I am there right now. I'm going to see if it's going to allow me to open it up. If not, we'll continue with our discussion. Also, I have this while I'm letting that load, I got a, let me see if this is going to load. Hold on, guys. before I go forward. Okay, so it's taking me through, and let's see, I'm going to push play and see if this is going to play for us, to see if we can hear some excerpt from the director's Q&A, political speech set to music.
Okay.
I see his mouth moving, but I don't hear anything, so I'm going to...
Oh, well, while you're thinking about that, I had a little bit of other hip-hop news that you might find interesting as well, Ty.
Go ahead.
But you know that not only is the Smithsonian recognizing the importance of hip-hop, but one of the...
Do you guys hear that, or is it just me?
Say what?
You know what I'll do? I'm going to share this link with the voice on the Voice of the People page. I'll share the link on the Voice of the People page. Because I see it playing and I hear it, but it may or may not be doing what I need it to do.
Understood.
So what I'll do is I'm going to share this link. Before I go to that, before you say something, Mark, I got to ask you men a personal question, because both of you men are real men, and maybe you will understand what I mean by that when I ask this question here. Hold on one second, because... Okay, so there's this, I like gossip like anybody else right now, so I got to ask the question. I do love gossip, and, you know, Kris Jenner is doing something very interesting right now, and I do love the Kardashians. I admit, it's one of my guilty pleasures. So Kris Jenner marks her territory. She's dating a black man right now. Her new boyfriend displays some evidence, intense PDA at Kris's recent birthday dinner. And it's her showing herself in not so appealing Miss Jenner's attire normally. She's in her birthday suit, so that's like a wow. But my thing is, what's going on with Bruce Jenner right now? He's changing his sex, and he's going to become a woman. And I did watch the interview. And in the interview, he does state that he's not gay. He does not like men, but he still will love women. He just wants to be a woman. What do you guys
say
about
that? So he wants to be a lesbian?
I guess he wants to be a lesbian.
That's what that sounds like to me.
That sounds like he wants to be a lesbian. But he's going to still have...
Here's a million-dollar question.
What's that question?
Go ahead. Nope. Go ahead and finish your statement.
Okay. So I empathize, and maybe because I'm a woman, but... Okay, so when the interview, he indicates that he's had this strong feeling for wanting to break out and be what he wants to be, but he harbored it for all these years due to his marriages, due to being a father, due to what the public would think of. So he did not want to come out, but now that he's divorced and he's by himself, he felt like it was time to really be who he wants to be. So what do you got to say about that? Dean, you don't got to hold back. This is the voice of the people. So
you wait until you're 65 to say, you know what, I like putting on women's clothes. Nah, he's been doing that for a while. You don't never stop being a parent.
So you think him and Kris being married, he crushed Kris, she got two kids from him, you think that he was putting on her panties, and you think that, come on now, I'm asking, like,
come on.
You think he was wearing
don't wake up one day.
It's already
out
there.
Yeah, we're not waking up one
day
talking about something, yo, I'm going to wear a skirt. You know what I mean? We don't do that. So, I mean,
right.
You know what, he had to be doing that for a while. And then you can wait until you 65. Oh, he waited until the Social Security check came. I got you. You know what I mean? Like, so now I can. Now he can buy the lingerie. And he said he wanted to get rid of something, right?
Yeah, like
so,
he says.
He said he wanted to get rid of something, right?
Well, he said he wanted to get rid of the D because he's going under full. Like right now, he's in the beginning phases. He's letting the hair grow long. The fingernails are growing. He's getting the hormone injection.
Right,
the estrogen injection.
So you see, he's getting ready to get rid of what you call it, right?
He's getting ready to get rid of the D.
These,
well,
these nuts, right? He's
ready
to get rid of them, right?
These nuts. He's about to get rid of those nuts. Yeah. Yeah. He's getting rid of the. He's getting rid of the Johnson and turning
you
it over
what?
For, I guess. What do we call it? What do we call it? Mary
so,
Jane or the Vajayjay,
I mean,
I guess.
So he's gonna go. So where he's going, I guess he's going to like the senior residential living homes and try to get him a boo or something. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not understand. I just don't understand. To me, people do what they do. They like what they like. But really,
so
dog,
what do you think?
You know,
I mean,
you
do
was
you
Jay
think,
on the Wheaties
how do you
box,
think
bro.
His children? How do you think his children are gonna? I mean, what do you think this happens? How do you think this affects his daughters? His, you know, his son. And you guys are men. How do you think this is gonna affect his children?
Well, I think D was already on to something. Ty.
Yeah, because I mean,
go ahead.
I think D was already on to something because what I've heard, what I've read the interviews and watched some of the interviews was that at least two, if not three, of the kids already knew. They had already busted him a couple of times cross dressing.
It's not something that you can't just wake up one day and say, you know what, man, this is how I roll now. You know, I'm going to start going to Victoria's Secret and get my underwear instead of going to Walmart and get some boxer briefs. You just don't do that. You don't do that. You know what I'm saying? They busted him coming out the house. He thought nobody was home. They like, Dad, what you doing to Brown, bro? You know?
Whoa. No. All right, so there's other news. Like, there's something that I came across that is really crazy. So in East Point, which is here in Atlanta, a woman was arrested after making threats on Facebook. So this is very interesting to me. She's been arrested. I'm gonna get more of the scoop. I want to see the full story. So let me go to what the full story is stating about this incident. So let me see if I can play it back for you guys. East Point woman arrested after making threats on Facebook. So now people are starting to catch cases on Facebook. Wow. So now you can't even go on Facebook making a threat because you will get yourself pretty much, you're going to get it.
So we got Facebook gangsters now?
Yeah, you did hear?
G'd
up on Facebook,
you know,
that's what it is?
But you know what? Let's just say now we have bullying online now, which is ridiculous.
Right.
So how
are people allowing
themselves to be bullied online? You know, people are stealing people's identities. They're chained. They're hacking into people's systems. They're bullying them. The children are committing suicide nowadays off of bullying. What do you think about this? This is happening to our youth. I mean, the world is getting out of control, in my opinion.
I mean, that's not the only thing going on with Facebook. I don't know if you saw the petition floating around, but there's some petitions to try to make it a little bit harsher for folks that are trying to post things on Facebook that the kids of the world don't need to be seeing anyway. I'm talking about, like, they're trying to get Facebook to regulate its some of that children porn that gets across there. And, yes, some of that does get across if you look on some of those pages.
Well, that's true. That is true. There's a lot of, children are allowed to create pages on their own just by faking their birthday, and they could be 10 years old and have a Facebook page.
Right.
So in other news, this is something interesting. I'm coming across TMZ. Mark Wahlberg is $250,000 bet with Diddy. Is it real? Money is in escrow. Wow, so I got to see this. What's going on with Mark? So anyone
what?
Who thought that...
To Diddy?
Anyone who thought that Diddy and Mark Wahlberg, they're betting over the Mayweather fight. So it's the Mayweather versus Pacquiao. It's a mega bet. Was it just for show? You're wrong. Because Mark tells us on TMZ the $250,000 is already in escrow. In case you forgot, the two superstars made a massive bet on the outcome of the fight, with Diddy backing Mayweather and Wahlberg siding with Pacquiao. Mark was out in Beverly Hills Tuesday when he asked the movie star if he was all about Diddy pulling in Aaron Rodgers and backing out of the agreement if Pac-Man turns out to be the victorious. So they have a clip, and I'll share this. I'll share this on the Voice of the People. The clip it has Mark saying that he's not worried about the about this because he can't, due to the fact that the money is already being held in a neutral party. So these guys have put up big money over this. FYI, Mark
For Saturday.
Yep, Mark also says the winnings will go to the winning fighter's favorite charity. So is this not going to their personal pocket? They say it's going to go to the fighter's favorite charity. So I think that's admirable, but that's a whole lot of cheddar, $250,000.
Well, hell, I'm trying to be the favorite charity.
Wait a minute. I thought Floyd's favorite charity was those three women that he paid like $10,000 a piece to dance for.
Wow. Dance to make a dance, I guess. Wow.
Your bands make a dance now.
Is that what you're doing? Wow. Is that what people are doing nowadays?
Hey, that's what Charlie Floyd did a couple of days ago. I heard
that's
people
what they do.
So you know, I'm real nosy about Bruce Jenner right now. I'm cracking up over this.
Oh,
so
back on Bruce.
Right now, I'm
Bruce loses everything.
Bruce,
he loses
right
nuts.
There.
He loses his respectability. You know, we knew. I guess he was flaming on the Wheaties box. I don't know.
Well, I mean,
if y'all
can
go break it down.
He looks like he's got man boobs right now, guys.
Hey,
like,
Ty.
Moobs.
I got a question for you, though.
What's that?
And it's actually probably
What's
for
that?
Dean as well, though. If you think about it, though, isn't he really
what?
Trying to live every man's ultimate dream, though?
But why does the sex change? I mean,
that part I don't understand. But I mean, if you think about it, most guys, their ultimate dream is to have a threesome with two women.
Okay, so this is crazy because, wait a minute, guys. Going on to what Bruce is doing, there's another TMZ report that's stating 25 celebrities you didn't know were transgender.
And who are they?
So,
put them on blast. Put them on blast.
Okay, so many people don't, and I'll share this link on Voice of the People. But okay, this is funny because the first picture that comes up is Snoop Dogg. It's crazy. wait a minute, this is bugged out. It's 26 pictures, so hold on. I'm trying to take a look at this. Many people don't realize that transsexual models are popping up in magazines and on runways everywhere. These gorgeous models look and feel like women, but were born with male reproductive organs. So if we didn't know, we are definitely going to know now. So number one, let's see who they put. Jenna Taklavoka. She's a Canadian model you've probably heard about. She was the only one who successfully beat the courts in a lawsuit over her disqualification from the Miss Universe Canada competition on account of being born a male. She began her gender transition at the age of 14 and completed it by the age of 19. Let's see who's number two. This is crazy.
I don't know about that.
That you didn't know was transgender. Let's go into it. I'm not going to share all of them. The second one, wow. The person's name is Carmen Carrera. Carmen Carrera was actually born Christopher Roman in 1985. She rose to fame through starring in the reality drag queen show RuPaul's Drag Race. Nowadays, Carrera focuses her efforts on modeling and being an activist for AIDS awareness, as well as regularly appearing on various reality television programs like Cakewalk. So that's number two. And he's Puerto Rican, and he looks gorgeous as a woman. But I can see, wow, it's crazy. He's got the full body of a, you know, he went through the entire operation. I'll share one more, and then I'll let you guys tell me your opinions on this. So these are reality people. Isis King is number three. Isis King, an American fashion model and fashion designer, Isis King was the first transgendered person to appear on America's Top Model and has since become one of the most notable transgender television personalities, although she was born a male in 1985. It says that mentally everything else, I have always been a female. Okay, and before I let you guys talk, just to say, Bruce Jenner did mention the same thing when he was interviewed, that he is going to be doing something big and monumental for the transgender people because he feels that they suffer a lot of discrimination, verbal abuse, and some of them are ostracized from the world due to the fact that they want to change their sex. So what do you have to say about that?
Ooh. Mark, I'm going to let you go first, bro.
I mean, that's a lot. I'm going to let you go first. I wasn't even going to touch that.
You know what?
I just
don't get it, man. I don't get it. Like, okay, those people I've never heard of, the ones that you named, I don't know who in the hell they are. You know, and if that was their choice to do it, they did it. But they didn't have, like, I don't know how long it was because I didn't watch it, but a whole special revolved around why you got rid of your nuggets. You know what I mean? Like,
but
okay,
you know what, Dean?
If you want to do it, just do it. I know people that are homosexual that go about their lives. Some may cross dress, some may do something, but they live their life. They don't, as far as, you know, like, they're not broadcasting to the world, like, I need special attention because I decided that this is what I'm going to be. You know, so when it comes to, like, them making a big deal over a dude that's, like, collecting pension checks now, okay, and you did this to say what? You know what I mean? Maybe I don't understand because I'm always going to be what I came in the world as.
Right.
But I just don't understand, like, okay, what is the big damn deal? I mean,
what do you mean, what's the big damn deal? The big damn deal is this.
What's the big damn deal? Please tell me, because I don't get it.
And I can only speak, Ty Jones, the voice of the people. Follow us every Wednesday night, people. We are broadcasting Wednesday evening. Follow us Wednesday night, www.blogtalkradio.com/Ty Jones, the voice, producer Dean Geronimo. Newest co-host Mark Lee is in the building along with Dean. You can catch Dean if you can. Where can they catch you, Dean? You are the gingerbread man.
I'm all over. You know what I'm saying? I'm all over. You might find me anywhere, and I just pop up when I get ready. So right now, it's on twitter.com/DeanGeronimo. That's where you can find me.
Mark Lee, where can they find you, Mark?
Well, you know, they can always find me. If they want to send me an email, they can send it to bluesradio@gmail.com. And, of course, they can find me at the blog spot that I've got going on, which is the Cultural Ministry of Durham.blogspot.com. So they can see what we've got going on. And, of course, they can find me all the time on Facebook. All they've got to do is look up Mark Lee and Lee Entertainment. That's probably the primary place.
That's what's up. Mark Lee, the newest voice of the people. So getting back to what we were talking about, the transgender fad, well, you know what, Dean? I'll have to admit, this is not a fad. This is something that's been constant in society for a long time. I think just the gay world and gay and homosexuality has just become much more relevant because media is allowing it. TV shows are glorifying it even more so than they used to, because at one time it was such a taboo. Now, I do remember there is on cable, they have, I think it's called Logo or something like that, and there's a show called Noah's Ark. I recall watching it a few times, and it was about, you know, homosexual relations, people that battle, and their lifestyle. So the transgender thing, at one time, it wasn't as big because men, they used to call them transvestites. These were gay men that dressed up like women, and they did not go through the entire procedure of having an operation and having their genitals removed but now they're calling them transgender because now I guess with, you know, with technology and science and the doctors allowing, you know, this new thing to occur and it's more relevant, now you're hearing the word transgender because these men are able to afford to transform into what they always wanted to do when they were cross-dressing. So I think now that's why it's such a big deal, because at one time you laughed at it because the men were dressing up like women and we called them transvestites, and you had RuPaul is still a man, and he's, and I've seen RuPaul, and when he's not in drag, he's a decent looking black man, and he's been on different covers of GQ, and you know, and he admits to being a gay man, but he loves being a woman. So, you know, the thing with Bruce coming out, to me, it's not a surprise, and I take that for, I don't take for granted that his wife knew what he was doing. I think any woman that gets with a man that's like this, no, I said I think she knew what he was doing.
Oh, okay.
I think she knew what he was doing, and she was supportive of her bisexual husband, or, because he is gay, I mean, in my opinion, he's gay. You want to be a woman, it's no, you're not heterosexual. You're
there ain't no heterosexual in that.
No, not at all. I mean, but he says he's not gay. He says he's not into women. He says he's not into men. He doesn't want to sleep with men. He just wants to be a woman, and he still wants to have relations with women, but in a female body. So,
I guess, man, you ain't gay. You confused. If you want to still have sex with women, but you cut the baseball equipment off, he's making them edible arrangements. Oh, okay. Right.
Yeah, he said he wants to do just one part of the whole thing.
Do you think this is something Okay, so do you think that this is something more acceptable in white America than it is in black America? Do you see this happening more so with black men than you do with white men or men of other cultures? Because I see more Hispanics and white and Asian doing this and being accepted than I do a black man coming out saying that I want to be a woman. Does that make sense to you guys?
Well, let's just put it in this way, and I'm just going to put it bluntly. There was a major star in the NBA that dressed all kinds of ways, including dressing in dress. Now, if that man came back out and told y'all he wanted to be a woman, what would be the reaction? Yes, I'm talking about Dennis Rodman.
You know what? For him, though,
we already knew he was a little off.
Dennis was always off, so we'd be like, you know what? Dennis been drinking too much, or he done smoked some shit.
Crushing that chick, too. Like, I mean, Dennis Rodman was crushing Madonna and a whole bunch of other chicks. So,
sure if Madonna... Wait, we kind of still trying to figure out what Madonna is, too. So, you know...
Madonna goes both ways. So, come on now.
I didn't say which way she went. You didn't listen to what I said. We still trying to figure out what she is. You know what I'm saying? She started to look like construction worker right about now. So, I mean,
Dennis was a little off. But there's also been rumors of Lady Gaga having both genitals down there, you know? And I remember following stories of her and seeing clips of people showing that she had a penis as well as a vagina. And that she goes both ways.
In the age of Photoshop, what can you believe?
Yeah. I don't know,
you know what I'm saying? And I say that for anybody, we really don't know what is and what is not, because I can make a picture right now and post it and say, yo, this is so-and-so. But is it?
Right.
Or am I lying?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of hard. But you know what? I guess this song right here is fitting for Bruce's wife, you know. If your girl only knew that you were dressing in drag, running around, and losing your mind.
I mean, I don't think I think she knew. You know what I'm saying? I think she knew.
She had to know.
I think she...
She had to know.
I mean,
her underwear dirty, and she just washed them. Come on. Ross missing and shit. Come on, man. She knew.
And I guess the real question is, has anybody worked in an environment where there was a trans that was there, and how did you deal with it?
Wow. So, you know what?
Did you acknowledge the person?
Wow, Mark.
Wait. Huh? Mark, what'd you say? Did you acknowledge?
Did you acknowledge the person as a woman or a man if they switched? Or did you just, like, ignore them?
It
depends on what you meet them as, I guess. You know, like, if you dressed up like a female, I don't want it. But at the same time, if you say your name is Michelle, I'm going to take you at your word. But if I find out that you Michael later on, you know, I'm going to be like, yo, bruh, come on, dog. You could have told me the truth. You know what I mean?
But in this society where they're making these changes, how do you deal with it when they make the change?
Let them live, man.
Huh?
Just like I said, most people are living. They just doing what they mind their own business. They not making it a public spectacle. You know what I'm saying? So for them, hey, if that was your choice, that's your choice. What my problem is like, okay, I've decided to make this choice, and then they go and put a special on for it. Like, okay, what's the point, man? You ain't the first one. If you were the very first one, maybe that'll be different. They'll be like, okay, this is something that people are doing now. People have been doing it for years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people have been doing it for years, dog.
For
centuries, you've been
a dude
in the background. You've been a dude in the background while the Kardashians are getting rich. He needed his 15 minutes of fame. Got it.
But he always, if you got to remember, this man has been in the Kardashians' life way before when their dad was alive. He was a friend of the family.
I understand that part, but he was the background singer that wouldn't even sing. You know what I'm saying? Like, who is this motherfucker standing back here? Oh, yo, that's Bruce Jenner. And then people who don't know who he is, well, who the fuck is Bruce Jenner? Oh, he was in the Olympics back in the days, and he was on all the Wheaties.
He
box.
Was an Olympian. He was on the Wheaties box. All right. And,
we know who he is now, but now he said, you know what? Fuck that. I need my 15 minutes of fame, too. So guess what I'm going to do?
Well, you know what? Things were coming to an end. The demise of the marriage between him and Chris were coming, unraveling. So with that said, I guess he had to get his cheddar somehow. You know,
I mean, you're going to divorce a motherfucker, too, when you find out all your clothes missing.
You're stupid. Okay, so I've been following, you know, we kind of touched on the topic maybe a few months back on Bobby Christina, and the Whitney Houston family is really pretty, they're really up in, they're pretty pissed off at the Browns. They're saying the Browns are wrong, and I'm reporting from TMZ. TMZ is a reliable source, and I really do like TMZ because they follow everything fucking verbatim. So Whitney Houston's family is saying the Browns are wrong. Bobby Christina still is unresponsive on life support. This was April 20th by TMZ. So Bobby and Tina Brown are absolutely wrong. Bobby Christina is not off of life support and remains unresponsive. And this is according to the Houston family. Sources connected with the Houston tell TMZ they had no idea where Bobby Brown is getting his information. They said that Bobby Christina was awake, and that nor do they know why Tina said she's awake and no longer on life support. The Gossip Cop first reported the conflicting positions between the Browns and the Houston. So we're told that the Houstons are clear. She is in the exact same condition she was in when she went into the facility. They say there is minimal reaction, on occasional an eye will blink, but that's it. The Houston say Bobby Christina is still on a ventilator. So, you know, with that said, we here at the Voice of the People, we still want to, our prayers and our prayers go out to Bobby Christina, and I think maybe Bobby is just trying to put out positive affirmations because it's his daughter and he wants to hold on to her life. I don't know. What do y'all think? I don't know.
Mm.
Mark, what do you got to say to that?
Anytime that those paparazzis and those certain kind of media people put out all those rumors, I'm just waiting for the hard facts. I'm not going to sit there and wait for rumors and innuendos from any side. I want to see the hard facts.
I get you. So, you know what? Speaking of, you know, I'm just on the Bruce charade right now. So, we got a hip-hop artist, Eric Sermon. Eric Sermon is getting it in on Bruce. Like, Eric Sherman had a few things to say in regards to Bruce, and I got to go back to this because, yeah, like I got to see what Eric, like Eric Sherman's like 100% heterosexual male. He's definitely an omega male. But let me see what this has got, what he's got to say. I got to get back to that page. But in the meantime, I do respect you, brothers. I do respect what you're saying in regards to, and I hear truth in both of it. I hear truth in what you're saying, Dean, and you too, Mark. And I don't feel that there's no doubt that, you know, that Bruce has been living this life and the women in his life have known. They just accepted it. But you know what? It's the same thing. It's the same thing. Come on now. Like, I'm going to speak it out there because I'm the voice of the people. But people like Eddie Murphy, Johnny Gill, Babyface, they've been doing it all along, too. You know, these brothers go, they go back and forth. The sisters in their life that they've been married to, there's no way Nicole did not know that Eddie was freaking fucking women and then fucking a dude and then fucking a transvestite. You don't get pulled over at 2, 3 in the morning and say that you was giving one a ride home. I beg to differ. I mean, and that's what
you was giving him a ride, all right.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I mean, it goes on in our culture, too, and it's just not talked about. And nothing like Eddie Murphy or Johnny Gill. There's rumors of Eddie Murphy and Johnny Gill having relations, you know? I mean, these men have been doing certain things with one another but still have women that accept them for who they are, marry them,
you know,
have
what?
Children by them. Yeah, I want to know. What do you think about that?
I guess speaking from a black male perspective, you know what? If that's what you're doing, hell, and when I was single, you know what I'm saying? It's like, there's more women out there for me. So you go do it. Go ahead and do what you want to do. Because I really don't give a shit. You know what I mean?
But my question, you're not bothering you. But my question to you is, this is a little deeper. You're bringing children into this world, into that lifestyle. You don't think that's, I mean, you're an adult. I can understand that you want to do what
this
you want to do.
This is going to sound real fucked up. But they ain't my kids. So, you know,
okay.
I ain't bringing them kids in there like that. You bringing them kids in there like that, and you're going to have to raise them. And whichever way they come out, that's a reflection of you. That's not a reflection of me. So if you want to do that, hey, dog, do what you do. It's more, like I said, there's more women out there for the brothers that's about the women. You know, if he about the man, then let him find one that's into him and do what you do. You bringing kids in there, and it's kind of jacked up. But on the other end, I ain't got to watch your kids. So, you know,
So you're pretty much to each his own. I got mine, you got yours, you deal with yours, I'll deal with mine. Is that how you feel?
Dane Geronimo likes women. You know what I'm saying? I can't answer for a dude that likes men. Hey, some of the guys might be damn good people. They just like what they like. So if that's what you want to do, do you. You know what I'm saying? I can't change you. I can't tell you that what you're doing is wrong, because you might tell me, well, you being with these women is wrong. You know what I mean? I ain't got time for that kind of argument. You do what you want to do. If you want booty, you go get booty. You be Fleece Johnson and be in there telling people that booty is more important than water. That's what you want to do. Then you do it. You know what I mean? You're not coming to me asking me for my booty. You know what I'm saying? So, if that's what they do what you do, you know?
All right, so getting back to what Eric Sherman said. So Eric Sherman pretty much is saying, Bruce Jenner zone, that's not our culture. This is coming from TMZ on the 29th today at 8:20 a.m. So I'm going to add the link to the Voice of the People. But the message to any transgender rappers, do not follow Bruce Jenner's lead, because hip-hop culture is not ready for this kind of thing, at least according to hip-hop legend Eric Sherman. So we got Sherman, one half of rap pioneer EPMD in NYC, and when we asked if hip-hop would welcome a transgender performer at this point, he went on a rant. Sherman said, they're taking the culture way too far. It's just too far to be going. You've got to watch it. It's a bit puzzling. Sherman criticizes Bruce for the timing of his announcement, then applauds him for potentially helping transgenders who might be suicidal. So as for the whole transgender rapper thing, check this out. Check it out on Voice of the People. I'm going to add the link, and you'll hear what Sherman was saying because he's going to go off.
But how in the hell are they going to ask someone who's in hip-hop about a motherfucker that's not hip-hop? I mean, I'm just saying, like, these kids don't give a fuck who Bruce Jenner is.
But see,
if this was 1970, if this was 1970, 1980, all right, people knew who Bruce Jenner was. You know what I'm saying? That's like saying,
but you know why he's
Kevin Durant now? Why? Because he was digging out the mother of the money grubbers.
Well, the reason why Bruce is relevant is because his face is still seen and known from the Kardashians, Keeping Up with the Kardashians. And
ain't no, he's not
name,
the popular one. Don't nobody give a shit about him.
But that's what I'm saying, Dean, is that's why Sherman was saying that the timing is all wrong, because right now,
but that's like the,
you know, Bruce is...
That's like the brother of the Braxes. Nobody knows his damn name.
I don't know his name. Vanessa Williams. Vanessa Williams has a brother. The actress.
Yeah,
Vanessa
you don't
Williams,
know his,
he has a brother.
You don't know his name, right? So
I don't know his name, but I've seen him in a few movies, and I've seen him on a few sitcoms, and I recognize him. But I was like, oh shit, that's Vanessa Williams' brother. You know,
but
it's just like one of those.
Ain't nobody looking at TV. Nobody's checking for Bruce. Bruce, you're not hot. You're not hot in these streets, Bruce. So that's, he had to do something to get some attention. That's what I'm saying. When people were watching the Kardashians, they were not looking at Bruce. I'll tell you that.
They were looking at Kim's big ass, Kim, and everything else that was going on with Kim and Khloé with Lamar, and Lamar turning into a crackhead and the whole nine. So.
You could point out Lamar Odom and Chris Humphreys 15 times faster, and you'll say, who's the old guy back there? Like, that's Bruce Jenner. Okay, who the hell is that? He's old, motherfucker.
But you know what? Now that
he was a hot new street.
But now that he's coming out, I have to admit, I follow the show, and I've noticed the progression in his hair length and the hair growing, the fingernails, the man boobs. I mean, I've seen the progression in him. I didn't know where it was going. So me, as a follower of the show and a follower of, I do like watching the Kardashians. So, you know, it's
okay,
one of those things that I have taken note of. But, you know,
that made
we'll
move you, on. But that special made you pay attention to it? Because otherwise you would have ignored it. It's like Bruce,
I mean,
in the back.
You know what? No.
Ready to go make some Cheetos or something.
The show, watching the show and being a fan of the show is what made me, you know, I always understood who Bruce was because Bruce had no voice on the show because the women are very controlling. His wife is very controlling. And she pretty much wore the pants and the skirt in the house.
Wait, so when you watched the show, your first thought was, look at that bitch ass in the back. That's what you were saying, right?
No, you said it. I didn't say that.
Look at his, you were saying, look at his weak ass. He has no voice. They run over him, and he's just like the train tracks for the train and shit. That's who he was.
Mark,
so now he's trying to get hot in these streets.
I mean, they did the same thing to their son. They did the same thing to the son, where the son is like OCD. He's got depression. He done put on so much weight, and he suffers from a lot of things.
You came home, and your dad was your mama?
Well, no, their son is actually from there. No. The son is a Kardashian. Like, the son is from the biological father. But I'm just saying that
matter.
The son is going through the same thing, too, meaning he's suffering from depression. He done put on a lot of weight. He has no identity. The women are very controlling in the family. He has no identity of his own either. So,
who
I don't know.
Get that
it's
from?
It's
get
a
that
pattern
from?
Of the...
But who did he get it from?
I mean, guess Bruce raised him, but I am saying
question.
That the...
Yeah, so, there it is. He got it from
Bruce.
Bruce
raised him, and I think that he's passive-aggressive due to the male influence in his life, and he had no strong father like his dad, God rest him, who passed away, Mr. Kardashian. So I guess all he had was someone like Bruce. You know what I'm saying?
And I hear you, and this ain't the first time. What about Sharon Sunny's son or daughter, whatever she is now?
Yeah.
Y'all,
sir,
y'all,
I mean, ma'am.
I'm
just saying, sir, ma'am, what are you?
I don't know what to call it. I mean, I know for me, I'm trying to be empathetic and understanding. Okay.
I am understanding. So, just do you, but it don't have to be like put in my face.
So you don't want no all in the face.
I don't care.
So
you know, like, I don't really care because I know people who are homosexuals and they don't have that see me, I need somebody to pay attention to me type attitude. You know what I'm saying?
True. So, you know, I have my guilty pleasure of watching, and you know I love watching Love & Hip Hop Atlanta. So it started again. The new season has started. And what do you think, Dean? I mean, it's going crazy right now. Like, it's already started on fire.
You know,
Stevie J is going into rehab right now. And,
that's good.
He needs that. You think he needs it? You think so?
I mean, I'm saying he admitted he has an issue. It was a weird way that he had to admit it. But you know what? That's better than continuing to be in denial and saying, you know what, I don't need any help. And then the next thing you know, they report that he has passed on because of, you know, being stubborn. So, I mean, if you're going to go ahead and get yourself right, because, everybody falls, but it depends on if you want to get up or not. So if you're going to make the change and take the step to get back up, you know what I'm saying, best of luck to him in that, and hope you hurry up and get better so that it'll benefit him and his family, you know what I mean? Because actually, out of all the people on that show, a lot of people don't like him, but you know what? He's never changed. He's always been the same individual, and I got to respect him for that because he didn't come one season like the good guy and then turn into the bad guy. He's always been one way. Some people like him, some people hate him. Depending on which way you view him, that's how he is, and he's never changed. So, you know, I can't fault him.
I'm going to throw his name out there. It's like the infamous Molly Mall of New York City. You either love him or hate him. So
that's how it is. you know what I'm saying?
It's one of those things.
You either rolling or you going to sell a car. You know, what are you going to do? So that's not a bad thing, you know what I'm saying, because there are a lot of people who keep it like that, and that's how it is. You either respect me for who I am or roll out.
So, Mark Lee, do you even follow any of these shows, Mark?
I don't watch the Kardashians.
We're talking about Love & Hip Hop Atlanta. Do you ever watch any of these reality shows?
None of those type shows. The reality shows, I used to watch them, but I don't really watch them now.
Okay. So, Mark, why is it that you don't, because you're just not interested in that world? It doesn't intrigue you, or what's your take on that?
A lot of it, I find, is a cheap way for certain celebrities to stay relevant.
Okay.
And so that reason, I don't feel like what.
Well, I appreciate that, but I will. I appreciate that, and you know what? I actually agree with you on that. I think that, like, look at Flavor Flav. Flavor Flav made a comeback. And he needed the dough because Flav was going through some financial hardship. But when he came back and VH1 offered him the Flavor of Love, it did give him a 15 minutes of fame. He did get paid. You know, then he carried it on for another season with the white chick, the female that was married to Sylvester Stallone for a while. They did a spinoff show, and that was kind of crazy. It was a crazy car accident waiting to happen. But it did keep Flav in the public eye. It paid his bills for a little bit. They even did a roast due to Flav, which I would have never wanted to sit in the audience to do a Flavor Flav roast. But back to the Love & Hip Hop Atlanta. The crazy thing with that is, okay, so Jocelyn Hernandez, pick up to the Boricua, porque yo soy Boricua también, y yo me gusta, and yo te quiero, Jocelyn Hernandez. Because she said it like anybody else. When she said, "Who the fuck are you?" she said, "I'm Jocelyn Hernandez, baby." So, I love me some Jocelyn. Now, she returns from her retreat only to see her husband, CDJ, pack his bag. But meanwhile, yes, yo soy Boricua y yo te quiero, Jocelyn. Okay. So meanwhile, they introducing some new stuff. Like Young Jock is off the chain. Like Young Jock, I didn't know he had all of this love triangle. Like, you know,
Young Jock is Young Babymaker.
Yeah, I didn't realize that. Like Young Jock and Rashida. Her shit with, like, Rashida and Kirk. And Kirk is real sloppy. Like, Kirk is just sloppy. Like,
Kirk makes, you know what? He cannot be the poster child for the creeping dudes, man. Because
he's really messing
the game up. I mean, yo, if you take your notes from Kirk Frost, Kirk, step your game up, dog. Because you cannot get a $3,500 a month apartment and then, you know, think your wife never going to find out, dog. Really?
Yeah,
really?
and then so what do you think about, so what are you thinking about the whole Nico? Like, Nico, I have to be honest, he's the most hated as well. He's not liked, but you know what, Dean? He, too, has not changed from day one. He's a sleaze. He's from Brooklyn. He keeps it real.
He's always been an unlikable sleaze. There's not a part of him that nobody likes. Nobody likes this cat. Like, and it's got to be rough living when you, like, the only hated dude by everybody. Everybody hates you.
Hated by everybody, you know, but bust this. You know what? He's hated on, but he's hated on for the wrong reasons. Because in my opinion, I understand his viewpoint as far as he didn't force the dumb bitch to do what she did. That bitch did what she did, and she's a dumb bitch. Like, honestly, she's stupid. Like, what she did.
All right. But wait. We've heard of
what?
Nico. You know, out of all the dudes, when Benzino was there, we know who Benzino is. If it wasn't for the Benzino, there wouldn't be no Source magazine. But,
course,
you know, like, we know
course.
Who Stevie J is. Stevie J has, in his past, has had hits. Who the hell is Nico?
Nico,
they just found this
cat
somewhere.
No, because to be honest with you,
they had to find this nigga in a strip club somewhere?
No. To be honest with you, Nico is from Brooklyn, and I've got one of my brothers from Virginia State that used to work for Universal and MTA. He actually knows Nico. They rode in the same circles. Nico has been in the music game. He didn't ever come out with nothing that was huge, but Nico has been in circles in the music industry. So he is known in the industry, and people back home in New York do know Nico. So that's one. Two, when he bounced to Cali, now the female that's on the show with him that he says is his wife, she admits that they had an open marriage. They were separated, but when they were married, she's allowed to crush people. He's allowed to crush people. She knew about him dating Mimi. But she admitted she did not care for the fact that he came out with a sex tape. That's the part she says that she didn't like.
Wait. You have no fight in this shit. It wasn't like,
what
you
talking about?
You know
what
I'm saying? It was a open marriage.
She said their marriage is open during the time they were separated. You know, she was dating someone.
Open,
he's dating Mimi. But the thing that hurt her the most is that he came. Well, she was pissed off because they came out and blasted it in social media. There's a sex tape.
No, you know what she was mad about? You know what she was mad about? She ain't getting no money from that shit. That's what it was. She was mad because she ain't getting no bread from that shit. Otherwise, if he would have gave her
some
bread off of that. Yeah, because she on the show.
She's about to get
but
paid because she's
is,
on the show. So he gave
that
up
was the,
for hours
that was
because
the
he got her on the show.
You know why? Wait a minute.
What?
You know why? Because a court of law will not recognize an open marriage. You either married or you ain't. So
they're legally married, but they have an open
relationship.
That.
But if she took his ass to court to divorce him, the judge ain't going to give a damn about open, closed, sideways, or nothing. He could be like, are y'all legally married? Yes. Do you want to divorce this man? Yes. Why? And then she's going to take half of the money anyway. He had to bring on the show before he was broke as hell.
Well, the nigga's broke anyway. Like, he's broke, and he's not, I don't know. He's trying, he's making some. He's making some money now because of the show. You know, she's making some money now because he brought her on the show, and this is going
to
be her way. Well, yeah, because he owes her, you know. He does owe
her.
Hey,
Dean and Ty.
What's going on, bro?
Just got to let you know that the HI phone is acting crazy, so I've got to switch phones, but I'll be back with you in about 2 minutes.
Okay,
no
bro.
Problem.
Yo, Ty, for real,
so
Ty,
Dean,
for real.
I mean, I'm just, so, but this is the crazy thing is the circle. I'm just saying, like, when they show Nico and the wife, she was real open, Dean. Like, she says, you know, we went through homelessness together. We went through homelessness together. We were homeless. We struggled. We were on the streets together. So, in my opinion, she was that ride or die chick. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm. Well, he didn't ride with that money with her. And she was like, before I divorce your ass, you better give me something. And guess what? He was like, fuck it. I'm going to try to get you on the show.
I agree. Thank you.
Otherwise, she would have been sitting at home trying to figure out how she's going to stab his ass up.
Well, he had to do something. He had to do something to redeem himself because he really did treat the chick wrong, and he's giving Mimi money. They made their money off of a book deal. They're making money off of the sex tape. He couldn't leave her out entirely, you know what I'm saying? Ty Dolan is at Mardi Gras right now, so I'm just letting y'all know the buzz is getting it turned up in Atlanta, Georgia. Big up to Mardi Gras. I do need to put them on the Voice of the People page. So if you're ever in Atlanta, Dean, you definitely got to come here. They got the pork chop. They got the collard greens. They got a nice menu. You got to come in and support the purple and gold brother that you are. Support your frat, Harry Manning, Mardi Gras, Martin Luther King. He's doing his thing here in Atlanta, Georgia. You would really like the restaurant. They getting it turned up tonight. So. Do you even eat smothered pork chop, by the way?
I don't eat smothered pork chop, no. But I actually, if he got some fried fish in there, I'm good.
Oh, yo, he's got the best fried tilapia I've tasted, and oh my god, it's
awesome. Well, then, in that case, I'm good to go. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You would love it. And you know what? One of your other bros, there's another bro. He's hardworking, too. Big up to Andrew. Andrew is another Omega Psi Phi. I don't know. He's not new Psi, but he is a Q. Assistant manager for Mardi Gras. General manager for Mardi Gras. And you would be so proud of this young man. So you got definitely got the purple and gold in the building. Q's are definitely doing their thing here in Atlanta. Big up to Omega Psi Phi. Dean's got to come to Atlanta because he was getting shown a lot of love out here.
Oh, I've known Harry for over 20-something years, so, you know, I know that's a good brother right there.
So, he's an amazing guy. Harry is doing a great thing for the community. Great thing because, you know, not for nothing, Morris Brown College is right up the street. He has a very good, like, $5 special for the students. And the menu is the prices are very reasonable. The young adults definitely come here and frequent the spot on a regular. I can't say that. Now I'm feeling bad because it makes me sound like an old lady because when I was their age, I thought I was grown. So pick up some Morris Brown and all the other HBCUs that are here in Atlanta right now. Mark Lee is back with us. Mark saved me from... I didn't mean to say children. I didn't. Mark Lee, you're back in the building with us. So what do you think about them? What do you mean I don't got to lie? You ain't got to lie, Craig.
You ain't
got
to lie, Craig. You ain't got to lie. You like the cherry, get the fish sandwiches.
Yo, I love the fish sandwich.
So you saying he got kids meals for him?
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't think you heard what I said.
I heard what you said, and I said, yeah, there's some kids meals. I've lived half a century that I can say that.
I'm just saying.
I'm not a senior.
You know,
I'm not a senior citizen yet, but I'm pushing 50.
Citizen.
But I'm gonna be looking damn good. I'm gonna be pushing 50. I'm gonna be pushing 50 in like
8 years.
In like
come
6
on, man.
Eight years. In 8 years, I'm gonna look damn good for 50.
Yo, we don't age and we don't crack. You wanna know why? Because
black
we're black.
Crack.
That's how
black.
We roll and that's how we get down.
Mark Lee, what do you have to say about that? Because Mark, you're of a lighter persuasion of the black people. How have you ever been opposed to
racist, man?
Mark, I need your response to that because I
Mark
know
said he has no. He said his silence would serve as his answer. How about that? Because you're really messing up right now. For real, you need to go in the corner somewhere. You tripping, man.
So we
right
gotta
now.
Play. So play the bomb or something right now.
Oh man, you know what? I just don't know what to do with you. I mean, right now, here all your answers. All your answers to get this right here.
Wow, Lee.
I'm just
okay,
saying.
Okay, so I'll keep it 100. I'll give 100. I'll behave.
Yeah.
So VH1 also announces the lineup for Love and Hip Hop, and there's a wedding. But this is something that's interesting. You know, my girl that's on Love and Hip Hop, which is Marion Mendezi. And Mendezi, you know, that's not an easy situation that they're facing right now, you know. What do you think about that? Because you do follow some of those shows. So what do you think about what Mendezi had to endure? And because he might have to do some time. It might be 25 years. He might get off.
Man,
what do you think about that?
The light got turned on. What was done in the dark got exposed. So now we got to take ownership of that. Whatever
right.
comes from it, you know, and looking at, from what I see, he's preparing himself to be in that situation. Of course, with anybody, if it doesn't happen, he's going to be happy that he doesn't have to go. But if he has to go, it's not like it's a surprise for him. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
I mean, it's an unfortunate situation because sometimes we don't learn of alternate things that we could make happen until after it's too late, you know? But here now the question is, what's next? You made your mistake. You're getting ready to pay for it. If you have to pay for it, what's next? What are you going to do to better your situation when you come home?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true because now, he may not have to do the entire 25 years.
So, you know, with that being said, it's difficult for everybody involved, but hopefully, you know, they'll make it through it without too much of a hassle or too much heart.
Because you being in that realm, tell the listeners again, Dean, what is it that you do by day when you're not the producer for
Voice? I think he lost. Mark, you still there, bro?
He hasn't called back in yet. I don't think he's called back in. I see him,
you in the
but I don't hear him.
In.
I'm not dancing, guys. I swear to God, I'm not. But, Dean,
you ain't gotta
can
lie.
You tell the listeners? I'm not. I'm sitting outdoors, though. And the music is good in there, though. I do, you know, I am broadcasting live tonight from Mardi Gras. Big up to Harry Manning. Big up to Mardi Gras. But Dean, I want you to tell the listeners that do listen to us, what is it that you do in the day? And because I mentioned that because you do deal with law enforcement and you do deal with prisoners. So do you think
Yo,
Mendezi is
going
to have an easy
like
time?
Oh, my goodness.
I mean,
you just put that out there like that. Here's the thing. He's going to have to better himself, you know what I'm saying? And there's something that, like, what my job is now is trying to help brothers and sisters get right and prepare themselves for their release and how they're going to do it in a productive way. So he's going to have to really, you know,
there's some choices that got to be made, and you got to take that hard look at yourself, and he's going to have to do that and say, you know what, I don't want to continue on this route. Yeah, I just lost 8, 10, or however many years of my life for a choice that I thought was right, but now I know that it's not. So now he's going to have to, what steps are you going to take to, you know what I'm saying, make it better for you, your family, because nobody wants to go through that multiple times. But, you know, like, it's dependent on him. Nobody can change him. He has to change himself. So hopefully he does make that positive change, you know, and be there to watch his son grow up, grow old, and all of that stuff. So it's one of them things, it's like juggling, you know what I mean?
Right. So what is it like, Dean, since you do understand the concept, do a lot of these brothers, you know, once an ex-con, always an ex-con, do some return back? Is there a success rate with some of them that leave and stay away and never return?
Oh, there's a whole bunch of them that leave and never return. I mean, like I said, it's that choice that has to be made. The individual are the only ones that can make it. You know what I mean? Shout out to all my soldiers out there, like my man Shaheed. He's doing his thing down there in Virginia, helping ex-offenders get their voting rights back and other things that he's helping them do. You know, there's some brothers here in New Jersey that I know that have been behind the wall and they came out. Now they're helping others become productive. So it's not one of them things where, you know, like on TV, they might report that, oh, these guys are coming out and they're going right back in. Yeah, some are, but the majority are not. So, you know, like I said, it's one of those things where some people are always going to hold that over a person's head. No matter what you do, if you do something wrong, they're going to try to make you live through that for the rest of your life. But are you going to allow them to let you live through that for the rest of your life? Or are you going to start making a change? Because you're your biggest hype man. Nobody else can promote you better than you can promote yourself. So if you allow them to do it, then yeah, you're going to fall and the clouds are always going to be over your head, which is a jacked up thing. But there are many that have been released and are now doing, you know, good things and being able to go and speak to the younger generation and let them know that it's not a party in prison. You know what I mean? It's, and I'm not going to go deep into that, but people watch Lock Up, you know, they watch all these shows about prison,
black
and they believe
the, black,
that,
Black is the New Orange.
You know,
like Black is the New
Orange
think, was the female prison, and I followed
right, but,
it, and I have to admit, when I watched that show, the white female resonated, her character resonated with me because I would have been like her. I would have been a fish out of water, you know, being in jail.
Mm-hmm.
And she went through some bullshit in there because of her mouth. She didn't understand the game and the culture, being behind bars, and she almost got her ass whooped a few times being on that. You know, I followed the show because I found it very interesting for women that go through imprisonment. And you don't really hear that much about the women. Do you ever get to meet female inmates and understand their struggle of what led them there?
Here's the thing. 15 years in, I really don't care about what led you there. I can't judge a person by what they've done. I can only judge you by what I see you do. So from that right there, I don't really want to know. Because
right,
when you start asking people questions like that, you're forcing them to relive something that they may not want to. I want
right,
you, you know, I'd rather them focus on what they're going to do to remain on the correct path. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And if you stay focused on that, then there's less likelihood of you being deviated from your plan or your course of action. People are always going to doubt you. People are always going to put you down. People are always going to talk about you behind your back. But who's there to help you when things get tight? Who's there to tell you that, yeah, it's all right to fail, but don't get to the point where you want to give up. Keep going. You know, that's what my focus is now, to get them to realize who's in their corner, who can they count on, and who is going to help them and pick them up when they stumble. You know, it's almost like helping the person to think in a different way so that when I see them outside of a prison wall and they're doing okay, they're working or something like that, you know, I can deal with, you know, that's better to me than to see them come back and have their head hung down like I failed again. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, if we have both male and female offenders. You're here now. I don't care how you got here. But that way, get out of here. So that's more important than trying to find out, you know, like the whys and stuff like that, because it doesn't even matter. I just need you to get out, stay out, and then we can roll like that. You know?
Can you hear me, folks?
Mark Lee.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Good to hear. I'm back. How's it going?
Going great. Mark, we're talking about, we done shift the subject to inmates, you know, prisoners, and men that get locked up. Like, I was following the story of, you don't follow reality TV, but there's a character on 11 Hip Hop that his name is Mendeezy, and Mendeezy, you know, he was doing some illegal activity, and now, yes, he is living his life on reality TV, a husband to Yandy, who is, like, you know, doing her thing as a manager for artists and things such as that. But he may also have to face up to 25 years in prison. He may get out, you know, for good behavior on earlier time. But what is your take on this with in Durham, North Carolina? There's a huge prison over there, right there in Durham.
Right in the downtown area. I mean, I know some people that are working on it. I mean, not working, they're working at the prison, as well as the folks that are working with the youth that are having issues that may wind up getting them in those gangs and may wind up getting them in prison.
And so, Mark, what are they doing as preventive measures to help these young men stay out of there?
That's what I'm saying. There's quite a few good programs here in Durham that are working on that. Actually, my younger brother, Malik, actually founded two programs. That one was called Structured Family Intervention. The other was called, I believe it's called Integral Resources, if I remember the name correctly. But they would work with the kids, trying to help them get out of the gang, trying to help them get out of the kind of structure that would get them into a prison and things of that nature. So he did that for a year. But, you know, one of the interesting things about that is that you know, our education system can have to really have some things going on too, because when he was doing that, he actually started two businesses that helped work with those troubled kids, and then he got his degree from college. And after he got his degree, all of that work that he did, according to the system, didn't count anymore.
I've never seen Hawaii. Wow.
So it's like now he has to go back to school and get another degree because, I mean, I'm not going to lie, there were some people cheating the system that were giving money, so they tried to tighten up the regulations. That's why they put in some tighter regulations for people who were running those kind of programs, but it definitely impacted him because, like I said, probably at least, I would guess, and I would need to check with Malik, but I'm thinking probably between 8 to 10 years of experience. And as far as the system is concerned, those people that he helped don't even count anymore, so he's got to go back to school to get more training.
Wow. That's unfortunate that he put in all those years, and now the years and the accomplishments that he accomplished, they're not going to even be recognized. That's where the system starts to fail people, and then they wonder why people go back to resorting to illegal activity. I'm not condoning it. I'm just saying, you know, this is what causes people to go backwards after they've done the right way. They tried to live the right way, but then you force them to go back and resort to something that they didn't want to do if they're not strong-willed. I'm just saying, you know. It's a catch-22, you know. It's a catch-22 when it comes to that. You know, and if
but
you don't
again,
have
I mean,
the right Go ahead, Mark.
I'm sorry. Again, we're going to talk about that. I mean, the other thing that's going on that's really interesting in the news is what about all these people that are riding up there in Baltimore? I mean, are they really accomplishing anything?
No. In my opinion, no.
But I agree with you. They're not really accomplishing anything. I mean, you're going to burn down buildings in your own neighborhood.
This has been going on.
One thing.
Doing this. Go ahead, D.
One thing we have not learned how to do is to get to understand. You need to understand or know something about your enemy in order to successfully defeat them.
Right.
Just because you know that they're white is not a justifiable excuse. What the police officer did to that young man, I don't care if he had a criminal history. I don't care about his past. When they severed his spine, they were wrong for that. Now,
right.
If you're telling me that in Baltimore that they've been mistreating us for years, and we just keep burning stuff down, and they keep mistreating us, and we burn more shit down, that sounds like the definition of insanity to me, because nothing has been accomplished except shit got burned down. The same way they burned down Newark, and Newark is still struggling to get back. You know, like, okay, who's bringing Newark back? The same people who you said were oppressing you are now taking all of that stuff back, fixing it up, and pricing you out. Because you still have not learned that if we group together and we get some ideas together first, how we going to plan this attack, no war has ever been won freestyle. So,
all right,
the issue is police brutality. The issue is not only Freddie Gray, but all the countless people that have been murdered. Let's just take color completely out of it. So all these people have been murdered at the hands of corrupt, you know, law enforcement. So now, what plan do you get? All right, we just don't have to keep it all black. It's white people, Hispanic people, Asian people that have been mistreated by the police. Everybody needs to band together, and then you can start promoting some change. But when you start burning shit down, ain't nobody listening to you. Don't raise your voice. Strengthen your argument.
Right. Not only that, Dean, but check this out. I mean, nobody's really dealing on a lot of cities with the root causes of all the problems. I mean,
right.
Is anybody dealing with the fact of the miseducation of our youth? The fact that they're going to school and learning a whole lot of wrong facts, totally missed facts. The fact is, that's just one problem we got in our hood. Then we got people that have made some money, made some opportunities, made some advancements, ain't even making no attempt to come back to help the people in the hood or in the community. So that's another issue that we're not addressing. So that's just among the tip of the iceberg. And then we do have police profiling. There is some police profiling among some of the police. I'm not saying all of them. I know some police that are very good and don't do that. But yes, there is some police profiling. But there's just a whole range of issues, including the one that you addressed a minute ago, the economic issue. Because with the economic issue, you're right. We're talking in Durham. You mentioned Durham here. I was talking to somebody yesterday. There is all this wonderful development in downtown Durham. It's becoming like this wonderful new city in terms of what downtown is developing. It's like this arty area. It's really cool area. There are basically, what this person told me, and I need to double check this fact, there are two black-owned businesses right now. Two. In downtown Durham. In an area that used to have hundreds.
Damn, that's
Mutual. No,
that's rough, bro.
Mutual is no longer black owned.
And you know, when I lived in Durham back in 2004, there were many black owned businesses downtown. So now you're telling me there's just two?
Two. Talk of the Town is one of them, and I heard a rumor today that it may be closed. I have not confirmed that yet.
And the Talk of the Town, Dean, just so you know, Talk of the Town is one of your local, like, cheers. It's a black little bar. They have live performances. Plunky, which is well-known in
You talking about in Raleigh?
In Durham.
No, it's in Durham. It's in Durham, downtown Durham. Talk of the Town is a little nightclub, a bar. And even the well-known jazz artist, Plunky and the Oneness. Plunky has come there and performed many a time. And the list can go on, you know. So Big Daddy Kane has hung out at Talk of the Town. And Right. You know, there's a lot of supporters for Talk of the Town, but so that would be unfortunate if Talk of the Town is going to close, you know.
If Talk of the Town is closed, that would leave one, if this person is correct. One black-owned business.
Wow. And Durham is like Atlanta, Chocolate City. It's nothing but thriving black people. So for that's a surprise. That's a surprise.
Yeah.
That's a surprise. So, guys, we're going to wrap this up tonight. For the voice of the people. Next week on the show, I do have planned a young man. He goes by the name of Little Keita. Little Keita is on Facebook. You can find him on Facebook, LIL, and then KIDA. Little Keita is one of these young little men who's he lives in California. His mother is his manager. He's been on America's Got Talent. He's touring. He performs. He's a dancer and an amazing young man. He's going to be on the show next week with us. So Little Keita will be the guest next week for the Voice of the People. This is Ty Jones, along with Dean Geronimo, producer, along with our newest member, co-host, Mark Lee. We want to thank you for tuning in tonight. Be sure to check us out every Wednesday night. Any final thoughts for my men tonight?
Well, I was just going to commend, because I know some people are giving her a hard time, but... And I'm not going to try to make a long rant about it, but I do want to commend that one mother for going in there and disciplining her.
Oh, no
and letting
doubt.
Her...
No doubt.
Yes,
that's
please
how
do.
You do.
Huh?
Yeah, please do, because
yeah,
I do commend her, too.
Yeah, she definitely needs to be commended for taking that step, because I know a lot of folks that would not have that kind of guts and that kind of bravery. But, yes, that's something that we need to do. We need to have make sure that, yes, our kids do address the issues and the social ills that are going on in their society and make their voices heard. But at the same time, if they're doing stupid stuff, our parents, and, yes, I would even say our elders that are not parents, need to pop them upside the head.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Dean,
indeed.
Any final thoughts?
You know what? We just got to start bringing it back together. And once we start bringing it back together and start thinking first, take your emotions out of it, let's approach this logically and figure out, you know, this is chess. This is not checkers. We got to stop being reactive. And once we start doing that, maybe, just maybe, we can come together and then we can effect positive change. It comes down to voting. It comes down to, you know, how one carries themselves, and we got to teach the younger generation of the ways of the gentleman, which has been lost. So once we do that, then things may just start changing the way we would like them to.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I agree with you.
Yeah.
Yes. So Ty Jones, along with Dean Geronimo, producer of The Voice of the People, Mark Lee, co-hosting for The Voice of the People, we would want to thank you for tuning in tonight. Please log back on to The Voice of the People, which is on blogtalkradio.com/Ty Jones The Voice. Like us on Facebook, The Voice of the People. You can find me, Ty Jones, on Facebook. You can find Mark Lee, M-A-R-C-L-E-E, on Voice of the People. And Dean Geronimo, D-E-A-N. And then
G-E-R-O-N-I-M-O. And
Twitter.com. So this is Ty Jones along with my men of the Voice of the People thanking you for another successful show. And we want to tell you God bless and good night.
Good night. Peace and blessings. Shout out to Dr. J as well.
Oh, I love Dr. J. I'm going to get his ass on the show. I so am.
Hey, you can't go wrong with Dr. J.
I'm working on that one. I done hung out at a few cigar bar guys. So my radars are up for Dr. J. Don't be surprised if I have him on the show.
Well, hey, he'll be back. You know what I mean?
Be yourself, man. Be yourself. Hey,
if you get
Dr.
J, I'm working on
some... No, I didn't see him pull up in a Maybach, so...
We talk about... No. We talk about our Dr. J.
Oh, Dr. J. Yes, big up to Dr.
Come
J. Dr. J.
Sleeping right
okay,
now.
I do apologize. Dr. J, our prayers go out to Dr.
But,
J.
You know
Dr.
What?
J
shout
is
out,
never
shout
forgotten
out to the great
about.
Julius Erland, though.
Well, that's the
you
one
know,
I'm
out.
Talking about that I'm
no,
going to
no,
get
no,
him
not,
on
not,
the show.
Okay, if you can get the great Julius Erland, then that's a good thing, too. But I'm talking about Dr. J, Arshon Claude Dr. J. our
yes,
brother.
Yes, let's big
you know
up,
what I'm
the,
our
let's
prayers
big up
are
Dr.
with him
J.
and all that.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. I do, you know, excuse me, Dean. You could put a honks on that. I do. Yes, our prayers go out to Dr. J. Dr. J is still a member of the Voice of the People, and his voice is never, ever unrecognized. And so we want to thank you all for being here. I'm getting it turned up over here at Mardi Gras. I'm going to keep eating and hanging out with the folks here. Big up to my men of the Voice of the People. God bless y'all, and have a great night.
Peace and blessings.
You do the same.
Peace and blessings, guys.
Peace.
You have been listening to The Voice of the People. Tune in on Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Call in at 914-338-0659 or be a live listener at blogtalkradio.com/Todd Jones The Voice. We appreciate you. See you next week.